Thank you for calling Archetype Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. My name is John, John Sullivan.
Hey, John, how can I help you today?
Abigail, I have one of your flyers. We just recently had the fiber optic come down our street, and we have one of those exchange boxes by our mailbox, and we're interested in getting our internet through you. I've been with Usenet for several years, but your introductory prices is good, and my main thing is how soon can I get it turned on?
Okay,
My
no
main
problem. I'll
question.
be more than happy to help you set up to sign up for service.
Okay.
First, could you provide your address, please?
My address is 63 Lighthouse Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Right. All right, so we definitely can sign you up for service, John. And are you interested in a specific service? We do have the 1 gig fiber internet and the 2 gig fiber internet services available.
Abigail, I'm not sure how to question. What we have is a Usenet little satellite thing that we've had for several years now. I have no, my contract or whatever is, long been paid off. But so I'm going to try something new with you guys.
Okay. About how big is your home?
My home, it's a single family house.
You said it's a single story house?
Two stories, but single family, yeah.
Okay. So we can sign you up for the 1 gig fiber internet. That's where you get 1,000 megabytes per second for the download and upload speed. And the cost to do that is $79.99, but you can get $10 off if you do paperless and auto pay with your checking or savings account. Is that
Okay,
okay?
I can do. Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Are you interested in getting the phone service, the landline?
I'm not sure. I have Verizon phone. My phones are my wife and I's phones are from Verizon.
Oh, and those are cell phones?
Oh, you mean a home, a home
A
line?
home phone, yeah, a landline.
Right. How much extra did that cost?
$24.99 per month.
Work over our cell phones.
All right, no problem. And just to confirm the address. It is 63 Lighthouse Drive, Saugerties, New York,
Yes.
12477.
Yeah.
Do you rent or own the property? Do you rent or own the property?
I own them.
Oh, you own? Okay. And your utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it
How
through the
am I eating
air?
that?
Your utility wires, how is it feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
What we have is right now we have a little satellite, like a little small satellite dish for HughesNet was our other provider.
All right. Is your billing address different than your service address?
The service address, yeah, the billing address are all the same.
Right. Could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Okay. My first name is John
And your last name?
Sullivan.
I'm sorry?
Sullivan, Sullivan.
Oh, Sullivan. Okay.
Right.
And an email just that you like to add on file.
I have my email address is all small letters, one word, Creek Shark. It's DEKSHARK 33@gmail.
Add to Gmail.
At Gmail, yes.
Okay, so I have C as in cats, REEK.
REEK, creek, like creek shark, like here.
You're going
in the spring.
You're going in and out. So is it,
oh,
you said REEK?
Yes, CR, all small letters, small case, CREEK, S, no space, SHARK. So it's Creek Shark, and then it's 33@gmail.
Okay. And could I get your primary phone number?
Primary, my number is 845-2.
Hello?
Abigail?
Yes, you said 845.
Right, 332-5465.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Yeah, either is fine. It's any way is fine. You can connect.
All right,
call,
so I'm going to...
Or email is fine.
I'm going to read you some disclosures, okay?
Okay. Hey, Abigail, let me ask you one question. Will I be able to get this right away?
If you get the service... Right, you're asking if you get the service right away?
Yeah.
So the installation dates, we usually set them out to 5 days after you sign up.
I'd have to wait 5 days.
Yeah, and then we'd come out and set up the service. That is when we're going to have the earliest appointment.
People on my street already have it, so I know that you have it. I hate to go 5 days without no internet.
Do you currently have an internet provider?
I do, but it's kind of a long story. My wife lost her card, was, and we canceled the card. Then they canceled the we had automatic which been with them for several years. I'm kind of mad that they just cut us off like that. So we've been off for, you know, now for 4 or 5 days. So that's what I mean. It, you know, put 5 days on, it'd be 10 days. You know, and I have like Audible and things like that that I get through it. That I gotta get. Now I can't even get in touch. Well, I'll figure out how to get in touch with them. But I'm ready right now. I can go on direct deposit and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, for you, it's just, but if you could put me on for hookups.
Yeah, I'm checking the schedule to see, because usually it's a good amount of process that the construction and technician team, they would have to do, so they do need the time.
Okay.
So that it can be fully set up.
Okay. Abigail, just put me down as soon as possible. That would be good. You know, whatever you do for me.
Okay, no problem. And also, I'm going to redo some disclosures for the text, email, and phone. For the text that are to the fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to
Okay.
receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That'll be fine, I would
And
guess.
then the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay, and your company's name, Archtop Fiber?
That is correct.
Okay, I would guess.
And the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Okay.
All right, so just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no phone service at the moment. Your service address is 63 Lighthouse Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477. You own the property, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct.
All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a
Well, that
credit check?
I'm willing to do it. I'm gonna go for automatic withdrawal and for the $69.99.
Okay, we'll go ahead with your social security number.
069-482-445.
All right, so no deposit is required, okay?
Okay.
And you said that you want to do the discounts to get the auto pay.
Yeah, I'll put it correct.
And you would be using our checking account?
It'll be a debit account. Checking debit, yeah.
One moment. You said a checking account?
It's both, yeah.
Okay,
Checking
whenever you're
and the
ready.
debit.
Okay, go
Okay.
ahead with the routing number. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'll start over again. There we go. 4258
Is that the
zero
routing
eight.
number?
Yeah, this is the main number I was giving you.
No,
The routing numbers, is that the little three numbers thing?
not the. So you're giving me the debit card number, but if you want $10 off, you'd have to give me the routing number and the account number from your checking account.
Okay, is that on the checks?
Yes, it does. It's on the check.
Okay, hold on one second. Yeah, I'll give it to you here. I need 02-20-00-046.
Okay, that's with M&T Bank.
That's it.
And go ahead with the account number. Hello?
0-4258. Are you there on?
Yes, 4258.
Okay. 0845 4361 2522.
So let me repeat those numbers, okay?
Okay.
So 425-808-454-361-2522.
Correct.
Name on the account?
The name is Kenneth Sullivan. And both our names are on it, but this card right here has got her name on it. That's my wife.
So both John and Kenneth.
My name's on it, too. My name and her name is on it.
Okay.
You can put John Sullivan down. My name's on it.
And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Abigail, is that through me a direct payment? Monthly payment?
I'm sorry?
Do you mean a monthly payment?
Yes, auto pay. Auto pay for...
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, Abigail, I do.
And how did you hear about Archdale Fiber, John?
I think we in our mailbox. They came down the street with put the cable in. There's a box outside by our mailbox, a green box, a hookup box type thing. And I got Archdale Fiber in the mailbox.
And is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property?
No.
Any septic tanks?
No, nothing that should be in the way or anything.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a few disclosures, and then I'm going to go ahead and set up a date and time for your installation, okay?
That would be.
So just to read the disclosures for you first. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation. But you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archdale Fiber is the property of Archdale Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archdale. Archdale do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archdale Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most disputes or arbitration?
Yes, Abigail, I understand all that. But one question, Abigail, I'm on direct payment, so my monthly payment will be $69.99.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. For 2 years, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. That sounds...
No problem. And I'm just going to choose the earliest date that we have is on the 16th. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's next week, Monday.
Okay, if you get a cancellation, I'll take it. We're retired and I'm here all the time.
So, do you want them to come out at 8 a.m.?
You can come anytime.
All right, no problem. So we'll choose September 16th. The earliest time we have is at 8 a.m. Okay, and we'll set you up between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. to get everything done. Okay.
Okay. All right. And you'll call me when you come or whatever. That'll be good. Okay, Abigail.
All right. So now that the installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop. So one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. And that's where you'd have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of service. Okay?
Okay, Abigail.
No problem, John. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
Okay, Abigail. Now, as far as my HughesNet, I could go ahead and have them come and take their satellite back or whatever.
Well, if your services are, if it's already canceled, then you can go ahead. But if it's not canceled as yet, just wait until we installed our service first, and then you cancel with them.
Okay. Okay, Abigail.
All right.
You have a pretty name to thing. We just had a granddaughter named Daphne. And,
wow.
You
know, that, yeah.
Old,
that's
old fashioned name. Yeah.
Well, thank you, John. And I really do hope that you enjoy the rest of today, okay? Hello?